Talaarawan ng Bagong Kaalaman. Hatid namin sa inyo ang iba't ibang webinars, online-based discussions, at iba pang diskurso sa loob at labas ng universidad. Dito sa Talaalaman, DZUP Special Features.
Magandang araw mga kasali, kayo ay nakikinig sa Talaalaman, DZUP Special Features. Para sa araw na ito, ating pakikinggan ang isang webinar na pinamagatang Hashtag Dear Survivor, a discussion on gender-based violence care. Ito ay nilunsad ng organisasyon na may ngalan na Lunas Collective in partnership with UP Center for Women's and Gender Studies. Una itong inere noong December 5, 2020. Ngayong Biyernes naman, ating pakikinggan ang huling bahagi ng webinar na pinamagatang Hashtag Dear Survivor, a discussion on gender-based violence care.
Ellie, what do you think? How's your self-care practice coming throughout all these different times?
I'm going to sort of jump off of Dana's answer. Keep your friends close and keep good friends close. And that's something that is hard to think about because, like, how do you do that? But then, really, because one, sa akin, yung action that we're all fighting for, it has to be done not just by you, but also yung people around you. Because that's like a huge part of the whole thing, na hindi lang ikaw yun eh. It's also people around you deciding. And then, na people will surprise you. And so, and that goes two ways. So yung people will surprise you na you think they would listen pero hindi. But also people will surprise you na they will be like your ally in this journey. And they will walk on this journey with you. And that is to me something that really helps with the burden. Because they will be there. And so yun yung huge part of my self-care, I guess. Yeah.
Friends are key. That's so important that you have to pick good friends. So for all the friends listening, can you make yourselves be the good friend? Diba? Yun yung challenge. What about you, Vance, on self-care?
Siguro ako, two things kasi magka-related din sa binanggit nila Dana and Ellie. No? Ako, first, of course, taking care of this country and other women means taking care of ourselves because our advocacies won't be as effective if we are not okay. But again, of course, well-being doesn't end with you kasi kahit may isang lang na nakakaranas ng violence, tayong lahat ay vulnerable to that. Pero it is important to note, and I think kahit si Ina reminded us of this during our first discussion, na hindi naman tayo si Atlas at hindi natin pasan ang daigdig. So okay lang huminto, okay lang maging hindi available if it takes a toll on you. It's okay to take a pause. Kasi malaki yung magagawa na, kasi paano ba? Mahalaga, 'di ba? Parang kailangan masiguro natin na tayo din ay okay bago tayo makapag-provide ng support sa ibang tao. I don't think we're on the right headspace to give advice and support other people kung tayo mismo hindi okay. Tapos siguro kalapit nito, ang dami-dami nating ginagawa at malaki yung nagagawa natin. But if we want this advocacy to be more sustainable and long-term, feeling ko dapat yung community care, yung response and support to survivors ay structural. So mahalaga na habang yung mga maliliit na perpetrators ay nire-report natin, we're seeking accountability, mahalaga that we also demand reform from the government kasi sila naman talaga yung makakapag-provide ng long-term and sustainable solution. Tapos siguro for community care within organizations, nabanggit ko na din to kanina that sisterhood is a self-care strategy kasi hindi pwede magkakasama lang tayo dahil magkakatrabaho tayo. So young feminists, let encourage this support group eh. Yung Young Feminist Collective actually started as a support group for young feminists para matutunan yung mga new skills and share your skills with each other. So it encouraged collective self-care and provided spaces where young women, young feminists sharing similar advocacies, work, and principles can simply debrief and decompress. The group decided to meet regularly for distressing activities. Like, mga pinlano namin, kasama ko si Dana dyan eh. Pinlano namin, okay, nag-pitch kami ng presentation, 5-minute presentation. Ano yung skill mo? So, si Dana, poetry. Si, yung isa namin kasama, baking. So, we went to her house. Dapat tuturuan niya kaming mag-bake. Kasi, of course, pandemic happened. Biglang ang dami-dami ng trabaho. Pero ganun sana yung idea na hindi lang tayo magkakasama for work. But also, we wanted to invite Ina for yoga session, yung mga ganon. Mahalaga that within the organization, may ganon kayong bond and debriefing and distressing, ganon. Yan lang.
Thank you, Bans. Wanted to bring the discussion back to our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 panelists. So, ito, parang nandito na tayo sa space. We have an online space, we find each other, so survivors can find each other, people who want to care for survivors can find each other. I wanted to ask you, parang, what now are your top self-care practices? Seeing as, mabigat yung kalaban natin dito eh, and exactly na, if perpetrators can anytime step into the shoes of being a violator or a perpetrator, how can we protect ourselves naman while we engage in this advocacy? Sige, so do I just go the same direction? Dana, do you want to go first?
Sure. I wish I had a host of self-care practices. I'm still learning to like, parang identifying the practices that work for me and parang being deliberate about practicing it. Pero off the top of my head, I can think of, well, this is a realization namin is parang part, a lot of advocacy is learning to express yourself. When I feel kind of depleted, I try to turn to more creative things or sometimes nothing to do with the advocacy, but, you know, trying to write, ganyan. But also to focus on the creative aspects of the advocacy work. So parang I try to pay attention to that need to kind of cultivate my creativity as well. So I try to do the morning pages when I can, which is, you know, 3 pages of free writing first thing in the morning. Sometimes I get to do it, sometimes not. And then the second is reaching out to friends, because I often face like decision fatigue, even the smallest things, and my friends know this. So kapag nandun na ako and I'm just going around in circles, I just talk to a friend and my friend helps me sort out my thoughts and try to make sense of why I'm confused in the first place. So, I also try to pay attention to moments when I specifically need to reach out. And sa Time's Up, we have a community care community. So that really helps. So that there are events on your own, you can't really bring yourself to practice these things. There's a community that provides you a space and you can encourage each other. So we've had a journaling workshop, an improv workshop, and we have reading groups. So a lot of my self-care practices are actually done with friends and with my community.
Thanks Dana for that reminder. Also yung creative side natin, and especially that's also where we started with Rosem's presentation eh. So, yes. Thank you. Ellie, what do you think? How's your self-care practice coming throughout all these different times?
I'm going to sort of jump off of Dana's answer. Keep your friends close and keep good friends close. And that's something that is hard to think about because like, how do you do that? But then really, because one, sa akin, yung action that we have to, that we're all fighting for, it has to be done not just by you, but also yung people around you. because that's like a huge part of the whole thing. Na hindi lang ikaw yun eh. It's also people around you deciding. And then that people will surprise you. And so, and that goes two ways. So yung people will surprise you na you think they would listen pero hindi. But also people will surprise you na they will be like your ally in this journey. And they will walk on this journey with you. And that is, to me, something that really helps with the burden. Because they will be there. And so, yun yung huge part of my self-care, I guess. Yeah.
Friends are key. That's gusto ko yung point that you have to pick good friends. So for all the friends listening, can you make yourselves be the good friend? Diba? Yun yung challenge. What about you, Bans, on self-care?
Siguro ako, two things kasi magka-related din sa binanggit nila Dana and Ellie. No? Ako, first, of course, taking care of this country and other women means taking care of ourselves because our advocacies won't be as effective if we are not okay. But again, of course, well-being doesn't end with you kasi kahit may isang lang na nakakaranas ng violence, tayong lahat ay vulnerable to that. Pero it is important to note, and I think kahit si Ina reminded us of this during our first discussion, na hindi naman tayo si Atlas at hindi natin pasan ang daigdig. So okay lang huminto, okay lang maging hindi available if it takes a toll on you. It's okay to take a pause. Kasi malaki yung magagawa na, kasi paano ba? Mahalaga, 'di ba? Parang kailangan masiguro natin na tayo din ay okay bago tayo makapag-provide ng support sa ibang tao. I don't think we're on the right headspace to give advice and support other people kung tayo mismo hindi okay. Tapos siguro kalapit nito, ang dami-dami nating ginagawa at malaki yung nagagawa natin. But if we want this advocacy to be more sustainable and long-term, feeling ko dapat yung community care, yung response and support to survivors ay structural. So, mahalaga na habang yung mga maliliit na perpetrators ay nire-report natin, we're seeking accountability, mahalaga that we also demand reform from the government kasi sila naman talaga yung makakapag-provide ng long-term and sustainable solution. Tapos siguro for community care within organizations, nabanggit ko na din to kanina that sisterhood is a self-care strategy kasi hindi pwede magkakasama lang tayo dahil magkakatrabaho tayo. So young feminists encourage this support group. Yung Young Feminist Collective actually started as a support group for young feminists para matutunan yung mga new skills and share your skills with each other. So it encouraged collective self-care and provided spaces where young women, young feminists sharing similar advocacies, work, and principles can simply debrief and decompress. The group decided to meet regularly for distressing activities. Like, mga pinlano namin. Kasama ko si Dana dyan eh. Pinlano namin. Okay, nag-pitch kami ng presentation. 5-minute presentation. Ano yung skill mo? So, si Dana, poetry. Si yung isa namin kasama, baking. So, we went to her house. Dapat tuturuan niya kaming mag-bake. Kasi, of course, pandemic happened. Biglang ang dami-dami ng trabaho. Pero ganun sana yung idea na hindi lang tayo magkakasama for work. But also, we wanted to invite Ina for yoga session. Yung mga ganon, mahalaga that within the organization, may ganon kayong bond and debriefing and distressing. Ganon. Yan lang.
Thank you, Bans.
On your own, you can't really bring yourself to practice these things. There's a community that provides you a space and you can encourage each other. So we've had a journaling workshop, an improv workshop, and we have reading groups. So a lot of my self-care practices are actually done with friends and with my community.
Thanks Dana for that reminder. Also yung creative side natin, and especially that's also where we started with Rosem's presentation eh. So, yes. Thank you. Ellie, what do you think? How's your self-care practice? this coming throughout all these different times?
I'm going to sort of jump off of Dana's answer. Na keep your friends close and keep good friends close. And that's something that is hard to think about because like, how do you do that? But then really, because one, sa akin, yung action that we have to, that we're all fighting for, it has to be done not just by you, but also yung people around you. Because that's like a huge part of the whole thing na hindi lang ikaw yun eh. It's also people around you deciding. And then that people will surprise you. And so, and that goes two ways. So yung people will surprise you na you think they would listen pero hindi. But also people will surprise you na they will be like your ally in this journey. Or they, and they will walk on this journey with you. And that is to me something that really helps with the burden. Because they will be there. And so yun yung huge part of my self-care, I guess. Yeah.
Friends are key. That's gusto ko yung point that you have to pick good friends. So for all the friends listening, can you make yourselves be the good friend? Diba? Yun yung challenge. What about you, Bans, on self-care?
Siguro ako, two things kasi magka-related din sa binanggit nila Dana and Ellie. No? Ako, first, of course, taking care of this country and other women means taking care of ourselves because our advocacies won't be as effective if we are not okay. But again, of course, well-being doesn't end with you kasi kahit may isang lang na nakakaranas ng violence, tayong lahat ay vulnerable to that. Pero it is important to note, and I think kahit si Ina reminded us of this during our first discussion, na hindi naman tayo si Atlas at hindi natin pasan ang daigdig. So okay lang huminto, okay lang maging hindi available if it takes a toll on you. It's okay to take a pause. Kasi malaki yung magagawa na, kasi paano ba? Mahalaga, 'di ba? Parang kailangan masiguro natin na tayo din ay okay bago tayo makapag-provide ng support sa ibang tao. I don't think we're on the right headspace to give advice and support other people kung tayo mismo hindi okay. Tapos siguro kalapit nito, ang dami-dami nating ginagawa at malaki yung nagagawa natin. But if we want this advocacy to be more sustainable and long-term, feeling ko dapat yung community care, yung response and support to survivors ay structural. So, mahalaga na habang yung mga maliliit na perpetrators ay nire-report natin, we're seeking accountability, mahalaga that we also demand reform from the government kasi sila naman talaga yung makakapag-provide ng long-term and sustainable solution. Tapos siguro for community care within organizations, nabanggit ko na din to kanina that sisterhood is a self-care strategy kasi hindi pwede magkakasama lang tayo dahil magkakatrabaho tayo. So young feminists encourage this support group. Yung Young Feminist Collective actually started as a support group for young feminists para matutunan yung mga new skills and share your skills with each other. So it encouraged collective self-care and provided spaces where young women, young feminists sharing similar advocacies, work, and principles can simply debrief and decompress. The group decided to meet regularly for distressing activities like mga pinlano namin. Kasama ko si Dana dyan eh. Pinlano namin, okay, nag-pitch kami ng presentation, 5-minute presentation. Ano yung skill mo? So si Dana, poetry, si yung isa namin kasama, baking. So we went to her house, dapat tuturuan niya kaming mag-bake. Kasi of course, pandemic happened, biglang ang dami-dami ng trabaho. Pero ganun sana yung idea na hindi lang tayo magkakasama for work. But also, we wanted to invite Ina for yoga session. Yung mga ganon, mahalaga that within the organization, may ganon kayong bond and debriefing and distressing. Ganon. Yan lang.
Thank you, Bans.
Huwag po kayong aalis. Magbabalik ang Tala Alaman, DZUP Special Features, pagkatapos ng ilang paalala.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 60.2. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 60.2. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 60.2. Kasali ka.
Maraming sakit ang pwedeng makuha sa ating kapaligiran. Para maiwasan ang hawahan, takpan ang inyong ilong o bibig kapag ubo at isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tala Alaman, DZUP Special Features.
Lunas is definitely taking notes. See, Rosem, how about self-care?
So, like what Dana said, I, of course, you've seen my work. I do a lot of expression and creativity to really express my feelings. But actually, somebody had advised me na since I turned this into work, I have to do another creative outlet to create something simply for myself. And I think that's really true. Na parang I've changed photography because there is an activism and there's a side of that that has become work. So now actually I'm trying baking. I'm not very good. Pero I think, you know, just creating something just for the heck of it, parang it's really, really good for the soul. And then similar to what Ban says, I think it's really important also, self-care is about setting boundaries, learning to say yes, learning to say no, learning to say pause. And I think survivors also just have a really hard time setting boundaries. And I'm very guilty of that. Now I tend to overwork. I say yes to everything. It's very hard for me to say no. So, you know, and parang I think part of self-care is also being kind to yourself. Na parang you can't do everything and you have to like take rests and it's okay to not get everything done. And then I think another way I do self-care is to do like mindfulness things, which is, you know, when you Google self-care, that's the one that comes up, but it comes up for a reason. And, you know, things that encourage me to be present in my body, like yoga, meditation, I do that and then I fall off the wagon and then I try again. But when I do it, like I really do feel good. So it's really just trying to get myself into the habit. And then piggybacking on what Ellie said, you know, friends and support is super, super important. And that's something I also really learned when I started photographing other survivors. Na parang not everybody has access to mental health services. And, you know, it's not always the most accessible. Pero I found that not every survivor who has like a really solid support person that really helped them, you know, survive and be more resilient. And I think that's really why it's so important to cultivate allies, because you don't really know how much you can impact a person. And also following up on that is like, even if I had certain friends that were not able to support me, like I was actually really surprised na acquaintances were the ones who really stepped up. So sometimes you really just don't know who that person can be and who knows how to be your ally. So sometimes also just keeping an open mind na you never know who your real friends are gonna be.
Thank you. And Viles for self-care.
I think everyone has mostly mentioned everything, so I'll just say the basics. Sleep enough, eat well, play with others, especially your friends. Yun, take a shower. So yun, that's it.
Thank you. So, to wrap up our panel discussion and going back to hashtag Dear Survivor and hashtag Nandito Ang Lunas, I would like to invite our panelists to share naman their Dear Survivor message. So, Dana, can you go first?
Sure. I'd like survivors here and maybe watching to know that there are people who will believe you, who are willing to stand with you. And, you know, we're so sorry if the first people you reached out to were not those people. But that doesn't mean those people do not exist, because that's what brought us here together. I think everyone is here watching or in this room because we are all passionate about confronting sexual violence and recognizing that survivors need more support, a lot more support than they actually get. So to survivors, I hope you get that kind of support, the kind of response that you deserve. I'd like to say that your vision of healing and justice is the most important. So I'd also like to call on advocates to center survivors' healing and justice. And for survivors, please let us know how best we can help you, because you know best what you deserve and you know best what justice means and what healing means, because this is your experience. And don't allow anyone or any institution make you feel that you don't own your experience, because it is yours.
Thanks, Dana. Ellie, your Dear Survivor message, if you want to share.
Dear Survivor, it will be a long journey, but there will be help along the way.
Thank you. Vance, Dear Survivor.
Quick lang. Tapos siguro okay lang if I share the
video. Oh yes, and the, yes, let's.
Thank you. Sige, siguro dahil lamang ito din ni Diana Moss, no? I am sorry this happened. Dear Survivor, I am sorry this happened to you. And know that there is a community of feminists and advocates here to support you. It's a lot to take in and it's not easy, but together we can build a better society for victim survivors. I-share ko lang tong video na napanood ko lang siya. Kasi sobrang feeling ko isa yung sex education na scene kasi na ito na pinakita sa video na ito. Ito yung parang moment talaga namin na ito talaga yung kailangan. Napakahalaga that we help victim survivors, na madami tayo na magtutulungan and so on. So naiyak ako dito, wait lang.
I know why your hands shake when you step onto the bus. Lingering glances, fingers brushing your hips, he is sitting too close. The bus is full, but you feel alone. But you don't make a fuss. You hold your tongue when he holds your waist. When did you learn to be invisible? I know why your hands shake, mine do too. My knuckles are tired of holding keys between them. My fingers tired of typing, got home safe. My hands are tired of shaking. This time, I will take the seat beside yours. We will reclaim the space we used to fear. I will hold your hands to stop them shaking. We will not whisper when we want to scream. We will no longer offer up apologies. Instead, we will hold up each other. We will be the sisterhood they always feared. So when it takes all of your courage to just step on the bus, take.
Very inspiring kasi parang siguro part din nun, i-add ko lang na minsan we think it's our fault, minsan we think sorry.
We see you, bands. Abangan natin as bands types. And yes, yung video rin, yes, we're riding the bus. We also, while we wait for bands to type the comments, and no rush, meron tayong shout out for the people who are on Facebook who are with us. Si Carmen Hinayon, who says, patriarchal systems, allow for people to blame the victim for what happened to them. Diba? Na, kaya may mga kasabihan sa atin na two kinds of people, nanluloko or nagpapaloko, nang-aabuso or nagpapa-abuso. As if choice pala na magpa-abuso, diba? Na parang kasalanan talaga ng victim-survivor. And this is what we need to change. And also, shout out to Marisa Solano, single mom of three. We need to change the narratives for the sons as well as the daughters. Make sure we are raising sons who understand feminism, not in a theoretical sense, but in the everyday practical sense, because theory is nothing. If, especially for the moms, this is a message for the moms then, no? As mother serving, theory is nothing if we continue as mother serving our sons at home. So do the same with the daughters. Make them demand and expect more. Kasi we cannot teach respect and many more if we cannot manifest it. Someone also raised the question from the chat. Here sa Zoom, si Elaine mentioned that the other side of the issue is perpetrators and how we handle how they admit to having committed gender-based violence and how they regretted doing it. Na, the question really is for everyone to navigate. How should we deal with people who have been perpetrators in the past, are afraid of admitting it and joining the conversation because of the fear that they might not be as accepted as allies? Yeah.
Singit lang ako, Ina, no? I think that's very important. Now, there should also be avenues for people to seek how they can be better.
For bands, from bands, can I read your message out?
Yeah.
Or do you want to read the message out, bands?
Okay na ako. Sige, I'll read. Kasi ayun, I mentioned this a while ago then, no? That sometimes we think it's our fault that what happened to us is because how we handle things, ganon. But then when you get to talk to a lot of women, a lot of survivors, you'll realize that it's been happening to women like, for a long time. And that your experiences, kahit siguro unique yung form, is that it's experienced by most women. Sorry, it's hindi ko in-expect kasi parang di ko naman ito pinag-uusapan. Pero pag pala, sometimes, babalik lang talaga yung memories of and trauma. Anyway, thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Vance. Viles.
Sabi din ni Carmen Hinayon from Facebook, so happy I came across this live. I'm a survivor and as a lawyer, represented survivors. Former UP student in Ababaylan. I followed your FB group just now. Please let me know how I can help. Yon. So, Ina, can you also share how people can volunteer?
Yes, Lunes Collective, facebook.com/Lunes Collective. If you feel compelled to be part of our group that we are continuing to refine also, send us a message. May option doon to sign up to volunteer and we will definitely be in touch. Please expect that if you sign up to volunteer, we will take you to a Google form and then we will take the conversation from Facebook to your inboxes and then back to Facebook again. Yes. And I think there was also another question kanina about trainings, diba, and activities that we can all do together. And the general answer from Lunes is, we help our volunteers understand psychological first aid, trauma-sensitive responses. And as for all the other activities that we can all do together, ito na yung malaki yung space, malaki yung environment natin lahat to make your announcements from your organizations, invite all of us, invite Lunes, we will share. Alam ko may mga utang ako na original invite from previous organizations before. So thank you for bearing with that too. But yes, invite Lunes, use our socials pages, use the Volleys group also to invite other people, use Young Feminists Collective, Bantay Bastos, Times of Ateneo is also here. Yeah. So we have other partners like Sanctuary and Amarella who are also active in this initiative. So I think there's a lot of space for everyone to start something. Yeah. And babalik ko kay Vaila for our dear survivor.
Yun, siguro, just to tell the survivors that they're not alone, they can find the tribe, the feminist tribe exists, no, and we'll be with you. Just find us, please.
Thank you. I also wanted to amplify your message from Crystal Go, na it has to be re-emphasized. We need to have everyone, not just women, but also most especially, including potential perpetrators, because nga, the shoes are just waiting for them to step into the shoes. Yeah, educated or made about gender-based violence. I guess being able to hold a feminist event geared towards men is a new avenue idea we can explore. Yes, we should do that. And we'll definitely be happy to support the people who want to go ahead and do it also. And to wrap up also, I take us all back to Rosem with the Dear Survivor and story.
Yes. So I wanted to share the story that really inspired me to go public. Naiyak na. So, just some context. I'm based in the US. So when I was raped in 2018, maybe like 2 or 3 months later, there was this high profile case because so the guy that Trump nominated for the Supreme Court, and I know somebody stepped forward na he assaulted her in high school. So I don't know if people know about it. It was Brent Kavanaugh. So it became this huge, huge deal. And then, noong time na yon, I really wasn't paying attention to a lot of US politics, but then I started watching. And there was nag-decide na ako na I was gonna go to DC because I was just an hour away. I wanted to see the people protesting. This morning, I saw this like CNN video of like the survivor na parang inattack niya talaga yung ano yung senator na tinigil niya yung elevator. Tapos sinabi niya, paano kami? Paano kami? Sinisigawan niya yung lalaki na parang, anong sasabihin mo sa akin? Naginanon ako. Tapos iyak lang ako ng iyak noon. Tapos parang nag-decide ako, hindi, pupunta ako ng DC. Gusto ko makita. Like, kahit hindi ako magsasalita, gusto ko makita yung nangyayari. And then I went to DC and there was like a protest outside the Senate kasi they were doing this hearing to see if he should be if he should be elected. And there was this woman, I regret that I don't know her name. Now she stood in front of everybody and she talked about her experience, how she was raped 3 times and nobody believed her. And, you know, she went to the hospital, na parang sobrang she was disrespected in the hospital, and she tried to report it. And the first time it didn't work. And then the second time, she had to take a video. Like she had to take a video to make it irrefutable evidence so that she can put this guy to jail. And then when it happened the third time, she did it again. She took a video so that she can put this guy to jail. And I was like, how are you here today? How can you be that strong? And I parang na-inspire ako dun sa kanya na parang nakayanan niya yung after nangyari lahat on sa kanya. And I was so moved na pinuntahan ko talaga siya. Like, I'm not a super introvert, pero I like ran after her, after the stage. And I just said, thank you. And it was like my very first encounter with a survivor. And I didn't really realize how much I needed to hear what she told me. Then she said, it's gonna get easier. And it will get better. And that was the moment na it changed for me na parang I'm gonna get through this. I know absolutely. And I also know na she changed my life. And if she could do that for me, I wanted to do that for other people. So yeah, so I share her story that became mine, and hopefully na parang know na we all have an immense impact on somebody, and that can mean like somebody else's survival. So yun, the end.
Thank you, Rosem. Group hug with consent. Also, not the end, but more like the beginning. This is only the start of the conversation, obviously. And thank you, Rosem. As in, nag-uumapaw ng thank you and hugs if you will accept them, yung ating chat. And for everyone else that came to our sharing circles, thank you. Thank you for finding us or allowing us to find you so we can continue to work together. Thank you for everyone that's on the different Facebook pages that we're streaming from. Nag-uumapaw pa rin yung consensual hugs sa chat. So exactly that. Let's wrap up. And again, I invite everybody to just allow your bodies to breathe, diba? So begin again to notice the rhythm of your own breath. And allow your eyes to drift away from your screens. Allow your ears, the muscles in your ears and your eyes to soften. The muscles in your throat and shoulders to soften. If you feel comfortable closing your eyes or just drawing your eyes down, begin to feel how whatever it is you're seated on supports your whole body, and yield into that support. And as we take the next breath in, we can all expand our arms out to the side and reach as far as you can, maybe even reach up. And then as you breathe out, begin to wrap your arms around yourself. And maybe even begin to sway in that comfortable space that you can find there. And we do this for another 5 cycles. I think we're called for 5 cycles in this just motion. So breathing in, reaching up and out, making as big a circle or as small a circle as you want. And then as you breathe out, really leaning deep into that place inside of you where you feel all the emotions. 4 more cycles of breath in, reaching up and out. And as you breathe out, hugging in. Third cycle, take a breath in. And this time, as we reach out and as we begin to hug ourselves in, begin to notice that you are actually part of a bigger community, that you are not alone. So next breath in, really begin to try and feel parang everyone else's energies, knowing that we're all doing this together. So we're also sending energies out to each other as much as we're taking in. So hugging yourselves back in. And then one more cycle of breath. This time, really make it count. Big breath in. And reach as far out as you can beyond the walls of your room and your Zoom. And hug everything back in. And stay here for a bit. As you breathe in and as you breathe out, just allow your senses to drift towards the space in your body where you find that sense of power. No matter how big or small or bright or loud it may be, we just want to lean into that a little bit more. Take a big breath in. breathe out, begin to find that space expand. Two more cycles of breath just like that. Big breath in through your nose. And sigh out through your mouth. One more big breath in through your nose. And then we can gently place our hands together in front of our heart. And then actually, let's rest the left hand on our chest and the right hand on top of the left. So now we're using our hands to listen to the rhythm of our hearts. And we're using the sense of touch, the sense of leaning into our own power to remember that along with us, across time and space, across the globe, there are many others doing the exact same thing. Wherever you are right now, dear survivor, know that you are not alone. And at this very moment, believe that you are whole and complete, and you have everything you need. And allow your eyes to blink open if they were closed. Moving back into our shared space. We wanted to invite everyone, if you are compelled, to open your cams so we can take a photo of this moment. And while we open our cams, I was meant to share a bunch of slides. It's a reminder, yung call to action, to send a message out there, dear survivor, hashtag dear survivor, hashtag nandito ang lunas, for everybody from the sharing circles who met their facilitators and the rapporteurs, for everyone who wants to talk a little bit more, send a message to Lunas Collective. We will be sharing a series of support messages rin. But yeah, I think now we're ready for the photo. Wait lang, I can take the photo. Okay.
Ayan, ikaw na lang.
Wait lang, let me just go full screen.
Nahirapan na kong abutin.
Ayan. Okay, so hello everybody. Oh my God, it's nice to see people. Ito naman yung incredible side of the internet. Sige. Then, may mga taong cannot start video.
Hi!
Sige, tech difficulties. While we sort that out, if you have dear survivor messages, please share them. And let us know if you want your dear survivor messages specifically to go out through the Lunas page. We'd be happy to host them. And also, we hope you don't mind that if you use the hashtags, we will be sharing the ones that are shared publicly. So if it's publicly shared, we're hoping you will allow us to share it. Yeah. So we're still getting people on. I think it's incredible to see everybody here. So, ayan. This is so cool, people in real life. Rosem is also sharing posts for affirmations. I will also share them shortly.
And also yung workshop on December 17.
Yes, thank you, Tin. Okay, I got carried away. We have December 12, a workshop that will also be led by Rosem, photo documentary photography, especially for survivors. This is hosted by the Center for Women and Gender Studies. It's Conversations Through Art. We will share the poster and the sign up today. So we also hope to see you next weekend. That's also at 10 a.m. Manila time. So
Ayan. And then maybe we can have a group hug.
Yay! Pero paano wait, ako yung mag-screen share so I can myself. All right. So, stay where you are. On three. One, two, three. Okay. Page two. One, two, three. Awesome. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. Again, this is only the beginning of the conversation. So, find your own groups to continue the conversations with. Okay, I'll share na my screen. And this is where we wrap up. Yeah. So, dear survivor, these are some of the messages that we've gathered. In Tagalog, hindi mo kailan magpaliwanag, wala kang kailangan patunayan. Even if no one else knows, even if no one else believes, your truth is what matters. Survivor, okay lang humingi ng tulong. Dear survivor, no matter what they say, what happened to you is not your fault. We'll hold your hand with consent and walk with you in this journey. And then these ones from Rosem and her friends. So how to be a survivor ally. And we are making the set of pubs also available through the chat. So listen. And validate some of the things you can say. Support. And how you can support. And affirmations, especially for survivors.
And we'll be sharing this then on social media after this event.
So thank you everybody for being part of this event. This was an incredible project.
Pagsasara na ng talarawan na puno ng kaalaman. Tumutok tuwing alas 11 ng umaga, Lunes hanggang Biyernes, sa Talaalaman, DZUP Special Features.